Companies make billions of dollars by mining data from our internet searches, our purchase histories, and our medical records. That's the subject of Adam Tanner's new book, Our Bodies, Our Data. Tanner is this year's University of Alaska Fairbanks Sneddon Chair of Journalism. He spoke with APRN's Lori Townsend about where the information is coming from and why he's concerned.
At every turn of our experience through the medical system, someone is selling the data. So if you go to a pharmacy from the doctor's office, the pharmacy sells copies of their prescriptions. So it'll be a batch file with millions of files if it's from CVS or Walgreens or one of the big stores. If you go to the doctor's office, often the electronic medical record that the doctor writes your information into, that will sell it. If you go take a blood test at a lab, they will sell the information. The insurance that pays for all of this, they will sell the information. Now, I should stress that this information is anonymized. That means your name is taken off your date of birth, your social security number, but there's still a lot of information about you: when you're born, what part of town you live in, what gender you are. It might have your height, your weight, and it has the name of your doctor. All of these pieces of information are gathered together over time. So what occurs is that a commercial dossier is collected by outside companies called data miners.
How much protection does HIPAA, Health Insurance Privacy and Accountability Act, provide, or does it?
HIPAA says you can, your data about you, as long as your name is gone and certain other identifiers, that can be freely traded. Not only do I not have to ask your permission to freely trade that information, I don't even have to tell you about it. So you go to the doctor's office, you don't know this trade is taking place. And that is fundamentally why I think we need to be concerned about it, because it's a question of trust. The people we trust most are often our doctors, our intimate medical providers. The door shuts and we think we're having a very private conversation. So if you think that that information may go beyond the doctor's office, you may be less confident in telling him or her all of that information that you want to share. And that's the ultimate problem with this ever-evolving system of medical data sales.
What's the concern for harm? As long as someone's name and other identifying information is not shared.
So individual pieces of data, one prescription about you, would be hard to figure out who you are. But when you add many pieces of information about you over time, from different doctors, from different cities, that can give clues as to who you are. So if you take me, for example, I'm living this year in Fairbanks, and I came before from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and before that I lived in Belgrade, Serbia. If you had a medical file about me, a treatment of different years of man on my birth date, I'm probably the only person that meets that, and you could identify me. And there's so many Alaskans that came from somewhere else. Now, why would you care about that? Maybe you only go to the doctor once a year, you're in great condition. Even if it got out, you wouldn't care. Well, we all know people who have suffered from mental health issues or other kind of serious health problems. That information could be used against them. It could be used to deny them a job or a job advancement, which would not be allowed, but it could and does happen. It could be used to deny you life insurance, which is allowed. It could be used to give you different kinds of offers or different kind of prices. It could be used for revenge against you by a colleague, by a spurned former lover. So there's all sorts of reasons to be concerned about this as we look into the future and how technology will develop.
That was Adam Tanner speaking about his new book, Our Bodies, Our Data, with APRN's Lori Townsend.